Welcome to Alchemergy. My name is Dennis William Hauck, and together we will explore the ancient mysteries of alchemy. So let's go to our meditation space by closing our eyes and cutting off interruptions and closing it off into a hermetically sealed vessel. So we want to make our consciousness hermetically sealed. Nothing can get in. Nothing can get out. May take a while. Just try to get to a blank space. Okay. We're getting there to this blank, quiet place. Sealed. Our senses are being turned on. Relaxing. Relaxing into the body. Now put all your focus into your breath, your breathing. Everything goes into that now. This will control this process. So breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Breathing in is kind of a tension as you fill the lungs. Feel the lungs fill up. Breathe with your belly. Expand your belly too. Breathe in. Breathe out. And breathing out is a total relaxation. That's all that's required. Just let go and let all the air expel itself. Very natural. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay, now we want to fill or charge the vessel below. So this area just beneath our navel. Feel the energy there. Try to feel the sexual energy in your sexual organs. Just feel sexual, feel that tingling, that warmth, that special, powerful energy that is sex, our sex urge. This is nature. It often overpowers us. One of the strongest energies in the body. We want to handle it with care and purity and not purulence. There's nothing nasty going on here. We're inside our own vessel. We're inside our own space. Whatever we do here cannot be judged, cannot be condemned, nor should we feel guilty. Face your sexuality, get in touch with it. Squeeze your thighs, whatever you have to do to feel sexual energy there again. Feel that tingling between your legs and raise it up into the lower vessel, the lower dandi. And feel that warmth growing into that area below the navel. Feel that warmth. That feeling there, if you can, keep it regenerated. Now take a deep breath in. As you let the breath out, you want to melt down into this vessel. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just feel the melting down, your stomach relaxing, the energy just flowing kind of into this vessel. It has a sexual aspect now. And these energies, qi and chen, are mixing. Breathe in, breathe out, melt down into that vessel. Accumulate that liquid heat, that liquid fire, that liquid sex in this lower vessel. It's a tingling, warm energy, easy to feel. We felt it hundreds and hundreds of times before. We know what this is. We can control it. We're sublimating this energy to work with now. Keep your breathing pattern going up. Breathe up, you kind of force the breath up into the head. And you want to put your tongue on the roof of your mouth now. This completes the circuit. Otherwise it all falls back. So when you breathe in, keep your tongue on the roof, touching the roof of your mouth. And now just keep it there and forget about it. Breathe in, force the energy up into the brain cavern. And then breathe out and let the energy come down in front of you in a circuit, melting. Just let go and let it go of it, and it drops down into this vessel. It condenses. Breathe in. Bring up some of the vapor now that's forming there from that boiling liquid sex and life force. The mixture we've made from breathing and sexual energy. Bring that energy up, that vapor or steam, up the back, the governor channel. Suck it up now into the brain. And let it fall back along the front, back into the vessel. Breathe out. Send it there. Keep the sexual energy present, that tingling sexuality between the legs, at the perineum, at the base of your sexual organs, within your body, where sexuality arises. And just bring it into this vessel, which is a physical thing too, and bring it there in that spot, the sacrum, below the belly button. Breathe it up, force it up into the brain, take a deep breath and bring it up into the brain. See how the vapor condenses into light, kind of a glowing vapor, a glowing fog. It's been spiritized. And then let it go down the front channel. Breathe out and melt it back into the lower vessel. Continue this process on your own pattern now. Remember to bring it up with a forceful breath along the back into the chamber in the head. Feel it being purified and sublimated, and then returned down the front channel with an exhaling breath down into this lower vessel, where it's going to be stored, where it's going to be heated by the heat of our sexuality. So you have to keep the fire burning there, whatever way you can. Keep the fire there too, or the process won't work. So you've got the chi energy coming down, the purified spiritual energy coming down to this vessel, mixing with the sexual grounded energy. These are total polarities, this purified spiritual energy and the chi energy of life force and breath. And when they meet, they boil, they produce energy, they produce heat. So keep this imagery going. Focus entirely on that imagery and focus on your breath as a guidance if you lose your way. Now continue on your own and make this as concentrated and as real as possible, and feel it all the way up and all the way down and in the vessels. What kind of energy is this? What kind of distillate are we creating? Okay, keep it going. Take a strong breath up. Breathe out. Keep this process going. Forget to keep the fire burning. The sexual energy is really necessary now. So do what you have to make feel sexual energy down there, the tingling warmth. feeling that vessel, the energy coming down, purified energy, mixing with this earthly dark energy of the unconscious, boiling, fermenting, heating, churning, pure chaos, first matter. This cauldron is active now. It's boiling, and more vapors rising to the brain, being condensed in the brain as light condenses into this thing that's half matter, half energy, and then just being poured back into the vessel below with your breath as you exhale, melting down the sexual energy and chi and spiritual energy and light. And it's all there in that lower vessel, violently boiling and churning. Okay, with your next breath up in, you want to fill it up forcibly. Start at the bottom, start at this vessel, and bring this vessel, these energies and vapors, up into the brain in a forceful way. So a deep, hard breath. Exhale, let go, let it go back, return to that lower vessel. Inhale, keep it in the head long enough to condense and drip out this light, return light with the exhale. Melting it down quietly. Inhale. Direct it right to the brain, right behind the eyes. See that light. It's there spiritually. You can see it. Hold it there. And now let it go back into the lower vessel. Feel it mixing in. Feel it, how it changes the energy, that liquid below. How it's actually purifying the sexual energy. Breathe in, bring it up. Hold it in the brain until you feel the light drip out, condense, and then see the light behind your eyes. And then let that light go with your exhale. Down into that vessel. Just feel it drip down there and mix. And the dark energy below becoming lighter, whiter. Inhale. Hold it, condense it, see it, let it go. Feel it below, see it below. It's there in your spiritual body, it's really there. Inhale, bring it up again. Condense and hold it. Let it go. Down below, this liquid sex is becoming less present, and it's turning into a beautiful energy, beautiful power, golden energy. Inhale, forcefully bring it up. Let it condense and see it. It's there in the true imagination. See it and let it go. The energy below is becoming balanced. Now we want to start this a little faster to bring up every residue that's in that vessel below. So breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. See the vessels as you're doing. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. This is all automatic now. Breathe in, see the light, breathe out. Feel the light, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in. You have to suck this up, this vapor. Let it go. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. See and feel this. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay, we're gonna hold it. Next breath in. Breathe in. Hold it. Let it all condense. Every last drop. The vessel below is empty. Everything's been sublimated above into this white light, this liquidy light that now you can feel the weight of in your brain, in this cauldron. The light's not as white anymore. It's more golden. And you can see that, and you will see that if you do this more and more. And now we're going to use and return this energy, this sublimated purified energy, into the heart and store it there. So on the next exhale, we want to hold it at the heart level. So you stop the breath when you visualize this light, this heavy light at the level of the heart. Okay, exhale. Stop. While you're holding your breath, open your heart however you can. Think emotionally, think compassionately, whatever it takes to open your heart. When it's open, you simply pour in this into the new vessel, the storage vessel. And we'll go around one more time. So close the heart. Go back down, let whatever's left and didn't get in fall back into that vessel below. Let it all drip back down. It's hard to see now because it's dark. It's hard to feel now because it doesn't have weight. But whatever's left, we're going to let fall back down. And one last breath up now. Suck it all up out of that vessel. Hold it in the brain. Let all this last material condense. Hold your breath. Hold your breath. Okay, exhale and hold your breath at the heart level. Open your heart. Think of times you got hurt. Think of times when you felt your heart. Think of times where energy in your heart was manifested, and open your heart. This is difficult for some people, but open your heart and then pour in whatever's left. And now we can just let the breath go. It doesn't have to be directed, just let it go. Just breathe out. Now get comfortable and feel the light in your heart. Forget about the breath now. Focus on your heart. Now the energy in the heart is taken on a tincture or a greenish hue sometimes people see. The white light has turned to golden and turned to a living light now that we can store here. The green of the heart level, the intelligence of the heart. And now close the heart, seal the heart. Closing the heart's easy for most people. That's our standard state, if you wish. But, so just let it close. The door will usually slam shut. It's where we protect ourselves, where we naturally feel the urge to protect this energy that's stored at the heart. Now just relax. The heart is closed, the energy saved and safe. No one can get at it but you. You're the controller of the inner laboratory. You know how to do the distillation, the longest and most important process in alchemy. You've transmuted dark sexual energy into glowing white, pure light of above, and you've returned it to the earth in the greenish, golden light of the heart. And it's going to be there for you, and you can add to it. And to direct it to some part of your body that's in ailment or dis-ease, you simply do this exercise, go back to the heart, add the energy to it to revivify, or what the alchemists call animate it again, bring it back to life, and then you can direct it, open the heart chamber, and direct it with the breath to any part of your body, any organ. Cancer, tumor, infections, muscle sprains, wherever there is imperfection in the body, wherever the body is begging for mercy and healing, you can now answer the call and heal it with this naturally, universally healing energy of the heart. And practice this more, and you can learn how to store the heart and open up your heart to heal others with your hands, with the direction of our hands, our utensils of doing work in the world. This will bring many wondrous transformations to your life. It's a real, genuine exercise that I testify by with all my heart as being genuine and real, and that at first, if you don't feel it, and the more alchemy you do and the more operations you do on yourself and your body, the purer your body becomes, the easier it is to move this energy around. Until you get to the point where you are aware of the energy in your body at all times, where you know what something in your moving emotional energy means in your body, and what your body is trying desperately to tell you, what your cells demand from you, what alchemy demands within yourself. Okay, now unlock the process by bringing the tongue away from the roof of the mouth and relax. And it's best to just not pop open your eyes right away, but only when you feel ready. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes.